Hey guys, it is time for Ignite Your Light 2023. I want you to get excited because this is a life-changing event. Last year, I launched my very first Ignite Your Light, and I cannot tell you how many people have told me the impact that this event had on their life. So much healing occurs in our time together, and we are doing just that. We are igniting our light together. And it really sets the tone for the whole year. So you're going to want to be there. Mark your calendars. With each ticket, right now, early bird deal, you get a free ticket. So grab your teens, your spouse, your friends, and make sure and be there with me. I cannot wait to see you there.
Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Guys, welcome back to this week's show, Love Lighthouse. Today, we are going to talk about why so many times that we choose to focus on positivity, maybe we make a choice to grow and learn and progress, why our life seems to blow up at that point. So I see this all the time in my coaching practice. When they're on the call, the very first session, and they're all excited to change their life, I am often thinking to myself, like, this is going to be fun. This is going to be interesting. We'll sit back and watch this show and see what happens in this person's life. Because every single time I start with someone, we're ready to go on a journey together, then things shift in their life. When they show up, guess what happens? The universe shows up to move things around that are not in alignment with what that person wants. So because we are creators, because whatever we are thinking, visualizing, saying, feeling, and believing are going out into a pathway before us, and we are creating our life. If they're looking at something they don't want and creating something they don't want, my job is to get them to change, to look at something else and to start envisioning and creating something different. And so what happens is, let's say that what they're creating in their life is at a lower vibration, and what they really want is at a much higher level. Then when they start to go after that new vision, they're no longer like, those are very different situations. And so their old life has to somewhat dissolve, break down, fall apart. And sometimes it's more dramatic than others, depending on what is going on in someone's life. But many times, and I'll give you an example of something that just happened. I've been working with a guy, and he's in a relationship, and he has really been focused on up-leveling his life because a lot of things in his life were not what he wanted. It wasn't good. And so he started to really, really focus and get determined and committed to his new vision. And as he started to say his affirmations and visualize and watch different movies or content or videos or listen to podcasts, read books, as he was changing the energy that he was creating and projecting out, he started to experience combustion in his intimate relationship. And he started to ask for this beautiful, loving, honoring relationship. And so what happened was the universe revealed that that is not his current relationship that he is in, and that that is not a match to what he's now creating and now asking for. So at that point, he got to decide whether he continues in that relationship or whether he has the courage to move on from that. And I've seen this over and over and over again with people. Now, that doesn't mean that when you start to learn about manifesting law of attraction and creating something better than what you have, it doesn't mean you're going to break up with your partner. In fact, many times you and your partner start to grow together, and that's a beautiful thing. But sometimes you are wanting to go on a journey to a different place than what your current partner wants to go to. And what happens is when you start to learn and grow and create a vision of something better than what you have, many times, guess what happens? If your partner's not willing to come along with you, they start to get annoyed with you. And there starts to have, you start to have resistance there. And at the end of the day, you get to choose whether you stay on that train of misery or whether you choose to go to a beautiful place. And it's like your train has to stop and your partner has to get off because you're going somewhere else. And they have been able to go with you to this point, this fork in the road, because that's where you were at, but you're no longer there anymore. And so in order for you to go further on your journey, you got to let them out. And that's hard. That's a hard truth for a lot of people. But the way that I ask you to look at it is you basically have three choices. Your choices are for you to stay in that space of misery and continue in a relationship that's not honoring you. Or the next scenario would be for you to continue to grow, stay focused on your own path and your own journey, and continue to visualize the relationship you want, say your affirmations, change the energy that you're projecting out by positivity, surrounding yourself with positivity based on the content that you are taking in, and stay focused. I call it staying in your own lane, just stay focused on your own journey, and your partner may or may not come up with you. Or the third scenario is eventually you stay focused long enough and you grow and your partner grows with you, or they have to get out of your way so that that match can come in. And that's your choice, whether you're going to continue to stay where you're at or go up and down and zigzag back and forth between, you know, growing and then stopping and then growing and then stopping, or whether you just, baby, you just focus on where you're going, you stay in your own lane, you focus on being in a space of positivity and joy and peace, and you go where you're going and allow them to either come with you, or at some point they might just have to get off the train, and that's okay. But so many times people think that it's going to be a rosy journey. It's like, oh, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to start, you know, manifesting and create all these awesome things. And so they start to say these affirmations, and we're going to use the relationship example for this scenario. And that is, let's say you're saying an affirmation of, I'm in this beautiful, wonderful, honoring relationship. You say that and you start to project that out, and then it's revealed to you that your current situation is not that. And it's like, man, I'm in a relationship that is shady or disrespectful or not honoring of me. And now all of a sudden, because you're asking for something different, you're seeing clearly where things are at. And you think, well, this doesn't work because I'm asking and I'm manifesting this, you know, honoring, beautiful relationship. And now you're seeing clearly that that's not where you're at, and you think it doesn't work. And that is not what's happening. It's actually happening for you. It's revealing to you that this is what you're asking for, and this is where things are at. And now you get to make a decision, because before you were just, your head was in the sand and you weren't clear. So it doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It doesn't mean you're not powerful or that you're doing it wrong. You're doing it right. and the universe is revealing that to you, that you're asking for something and you have to have the courage to let go and make room for what can come in. And that can be hard. This year in 2023 is all about letting go. The numerology of this year is a 7. And this year is about seeing clearly and spiritual growth and letting go of what is not honoring you. And so that's my message for you today, is I want you to think about what in your life is not what you want it to be. And if you've got things, which we all do, look at what is not working and create that vision for something better, something higher. So you ask yourself, what do I want instead? The 3-step process is, number one, uncover what isn't working. Uncover what is your story, your current story that is not honoring you. That's the first thing. Number two, you create a new vision. What do you want instead? You ask that question, what do I want? And then number three, you follow up that vision and support it and stay there. Stay strong. Stay there long enough for your creation to come in. Don't chicken out. Because see, we chicken out because we go, oh, change is so scary. But then later you look at it and you're like, oh, thank goodness. I'm so glad I did that. I want you to think about that. If anything in your life that has been a loss, a shift, a change, that in the moment you were really, really upset about, really afraid, maybe scared, maybe you thought it was horrible, okay? Aside from people passing in your life, but breakups, I want you to think about this when it comes to breakups or divorce or job losses or moves, places you've moved from. Most likely, when you look at those, I'd say 99% of the time, you're going to look at those and you're going to go, oh, thank goodness it happened. Now, not if you're going through a divorce right this moment or a breakup right this moment, you might not feel that because there hasn't been enough time, or you're going through getting laid off your job or whatever. But later, eventually, you will look back and you'll go, oh my gosh, thank goodness. I remember getting laid off my first pharmaceutical job. I was a rep and I'd worked so hard for this position, and I moved for the territory. I moved my whole family up to be in that territory. I mean, I planned on being in that position for years in my mind. And 7 months after I got hired and got settled and was moving and grooving, the company went through an acquisition and the whole sales force got laid off. And I was devastated, thought it was the end of the world. And now I look at that and I'm like, oh, thank God I'm not there, right? Thank goodness that that happened. It was awesome. It was a moment in my life that I learned a lot about myself. I look at when I was 15 and I moved from the home and the town that I was born and raised in. I was so in my comfort zone because I had the same friends, the same, you know, house. I was not used to change at that point for the first 15 years of my life. And then all of a sudden, I moved out of state to a new state, totally different culture, to Utah. I moved from Missouri my sophomore year in high school to this huge school, knew no one, felt like a total loser at the time because I had zero friends. And I was devastated. I was so devastated. But now I look back on that experience and man, was that good for me. It was so good for me. I grew so much. I learned so much about myself. I had to get out of my comfort zone. And when we get out of our comfort zone, it is so good for us. So when you start creating, stay focused. Don't give up. Don't think it's not working for you. Your world is maybe falling apart for a minute so that you can have a rebuild in your life. And just think about, you know, the best analogy for this is building a beautiful mansion. Let's say you've got this old rickety house that is dilapidated. It's not where you want to live. And you have it completely torn down. And sometimes your life has to tear down in order to rebuild something really beautiful. But later you're going to go, oh, thank goodness I don't live in this old, crappy, dilapidated house anymore. And you just stay focused and move through those changes and be strong and go, wow, this is interesting. This is interesting. I wasn't expecting that. And try to step back and have faith and trust that your creations are coming into play, and that relationship or that job or that life is waiting for you to discover. And it's going to be so grand and so beautiful. So much love to you all. Thank you for tuning in today. And I will talk to you next week. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.